jail about putting the sugar in a gas tank. And they're like freaking out. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you freaking out? Like, if you didn't do it, you have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like, he must have forgot. He sent an email this weekend saying that I'm abusing him.
Where were you when the police showed up?
I was at work.
Oh, did you have to go home and everything? Or, like, what happened with that?
No, they called me. Mm-hmm. I had a babysitter here. I had a neighbor girl here babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was freaking out.
Yeah.
Then her mom came over, and it just turned into a huge freaking ordeal.
So, what are you thinking about doing now?
I don't know what to do with him anymore. Like, he's just so defiant, and he's, like, just ruining everything he touches, and he's just really, I don't know. I was thinking maybe you wanted to take him for a couple of weeks.
I can do that.
I was also thinking... so that bill, how much was that bill? $1,300?
Yeah, something like that.
So, what is that each? Like, $650 each?
Mm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, what I was, I'm still getting everything taken care of with the paperwork, so I was going to try to see if I could get... the Medicaid to cover the other portion that your insurance doesn't cover, because that's usually what it would do, is it's like a supplemental insurance.
Tell me what you think about this. He could go to your house, and we could take $50 a week off your bill, or off that portion of whatever.
Okay, I'm kind of confused, but, I mean, I'm definitely willing to pick him up. I'm about to eat dinner, so do you want me to pick him up today or tomorrow, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, you can pick him up right now. Yeah.
Okay, can I eat dinner first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sometime tonight if you want. If you want, you don't have to pick him up tonight. You can pick him up tomorrow if you want.
Okay, well, I'll grab him tonight. I'm just going to eat dinner, and then I will head your way.
I don't know. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I mean, let's just start with 2 weeks, and maybe having a break or something, we can figure out a solution. He's got counseling tomorrow, so we can talk with it, figure out if there's anything he can talk with his counselor. On things that he can work on. I don't know.
I'm just very frustrated. I'm to the point where I don't want him here anymore.
Okay, well, like I said, I'll pick him up tonight, and then we'll start there.
All right. Next week, so I wanted to take him with me, like if he was doing better, but he's not doing better. He just frustrates me so much. He's freaking lying about me to the police, and it just pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to do. Like, he just wants out of here so bad. He doesn't want to be around me. He doesn't want to be around Stephanie. I just don't freaking know.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. He's 14, he's a teenager, and all sorts of homework.
I don't have any friends. I signed him up for karate next week. I, emailed a couple people about sports. When school starts, I had to force him to go to the pool, because he's like, and I have never once said he couldn't have any friends over, he couldn't go to a friend's, unless, we had something planned the next day or something,
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything I can to help that kid, be social.
Hmm.
And this is how he repays me, by telling the police I freaking beat him.
Yeah.
He didn't even remember that he said that to the freaking police.
I don't know. Well, let me get my dinner finished here, and then I will eat, and then I will head your way.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, so we're going to do this for 2 weeks and see what happens and see what we come up with.
That seems like a good start, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye.